Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone. It's your host, Belinda Ellsworth, with your Tuesday tip. Now, continuing in these four pillars of success, last week we covered focus. The second in this category is commitment. So let's talk a little bit about commitment and what that means exactly. First, let's talk about the commitments that you make personally. It's easy to break this down kind of into four different categories. So number one is your word has to mean something, and you have to keep your commitments because this builds trust with individuals. And when you don't keep your commitments, people then won't trust you and they won't want to do business with you. They also won't want to be friends with you because they don't think that they can count on that friendship to be sincere. This falls into so many different categories, even RSVP for a wedding or any other type of event where people need to plan. Anymore, anybody planning a wedding has to be reaching out to guests on a continual basis saying, are you coming? Are you coming? We have to turn our final count in. Do you know with how many other things that they have on their plate? Why is it that you just can't make a commitment? One of the things I hear from people is, well, I don't want to commit because something better might come along. Honestly, I think that you really need to sit down and say, what's important to me? Who's important to me? And if you're going to commit to something, you need to stick with it. Now, I have been faced with situations where something else comes along and I've made a commitment, and I reach out to that individual and I explain the situation completely. You know, I have been working to get this gig for a very, very long time, and it so happens that now I'm going to get to have it. I wish I could be with you that day. I know I committed. I am so sorry, but this is something I've been working on for many years or several months. Typically, people will understand it's when you show any lack of commitment to begin with that people start to doubt your sincerity, your commitment level, or whether you're going to really follow through. Let's talk about the second area of commitment, and that is with your side hustle or your entrepreneurship as you're trying to build alongside another job. This is where I find that people will get very excited and then they dive in, and then the least little thing that goes wrong, they're like, oh, you know what? I didn't really want this. Or they don't set the proper goals. This is where I really see the issues at. You know, if I never put it out there, I never set goals, then I've never really failed. And so as long as I'm just going to give it a try, see how it goes, then I really haven't committed to anything. Thus, I have not failed at anything. You know what? It's always good to fail. You fail forward. You learn from your mistakes and you move on. But if you're going to give this side hustle a really fair shake, then you have to commit for a certain amount of time. You have to commit to a certain amount of tasks that you're going to do to see it through. And it doesn't happen overnight. You know, I always look at people that work a 9-to-5 job and it's one that they don't even really particularly care for. And they have a bad day or they have a hiccup at work and they don't say, you know what, I don't think I'm coming back anymore. No, they go back the next day. They shake it off and they get back to work. That's what you need to do with your side hustle or your entrepreneurship endeavor is if you have a bad day, you just have to shake it off. If you get several no's in a row, go do something else. If you're stuck, then ask for help. But you don't just give up and give in. You keep going. And the third is your commitment to maybe your new entrepreneurship endeavor. And that is be committed to one path, at least to start. What I find is people are so all over the place and going in so many different directions, trying to commit to multiple things that they never really get complete or good at any one area of this business. I think one of the greatest pieces of advice that I ever got when I first became a professional speaker was I happened to attend a local NSA meeting, National Speakers Association meeting, and he said, find your niche and then stay with that. Don't try to be all things to everyone. Commit to an area that you really want to shine in. This is the same is true for social media platforms. Commit to one, whether that's Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or Instagram, whatever that might be, it really doesn't matter. It's where you think you in your entrepreneurship journey belongs, but start with that. Build something before you start trying to build five platforms at one time. This isn't really any commitment level to any one thing. So as you think about commitment, think about your own personal commitments and how people see you. This is really an ethical situation on people wanting to refer you to others, people wanting to do business with you, people telling others about what you're involved in. If they think that you'll let them down or you won't follow through, then they're not going to let other people know about what it is that you're doing. So think about your own personal level of commitment first to your friends, to your family, to your colleagues. Second, if you are trying to build a side hustle, an entrepreneurial journey alongside a full-time job, then commit to how many hours you're going to do that. Commit to how many days you're going to work on it. Commit to a certain level that you need to get to before you would consider leaving your full-time job. Work those additional hours. It's probably going to be a little tougher in the very beginning, but if it's worth it, then it certainly is going to be worth putting the time in and staying committed to it. And the third is, once you begin that entrepreneurial journey, maybe you've left a full-time job, this is your full-time gig, then be committed to one area, one niche, one platform. Build that and then grow. Then you can start to add additional buckets. That's what I like to call them, additional streams of income or additional buckets of which I'm going to serve. So this is your tip on commitment.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.